All right. Happy Hurricane Day.
Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
Are you officially in bi-week mode?
We are.
Nice to have some clarity, at least, Dirk, about what's going on.
Yep. I mean, it is nice to have clarity more than anything else. And the number one thing any of us should be thinking about is safety of everyone involved. I mean, not just our people, but everybody's families and the communities. I mean, say this is a natural disaster. I mean, we football takes a back seat to all that.
Having said that, you start to prepare to play next week.
Yep.
And because of the circumstances and the bye week, the days off, how does it change or affect your team not having that many practices, not having played, et cetera?
Well, you know, we don't really know 100% on that. And I think on a normal bye week, if you have it during the season, you're going to give your players 6 days off. So 6 days would put us at next Wednesday. Hopefully we can do something on Tuesday. I mean, we're going to take 4 days off right now that you have to do for a bye week. You have to take a day off next week. We'll take Monday off. We'll do something on Tuesday. I mean, God willing, that everybody can be here safely. That'll be a normal week in preparation of Chicago, but that's all based on if everything's good to go here. I think the biggest the biggest concern right now, take the hurricane out of it, because when I talk about anything taking that out on the side, would just be that, you know, Chicago will have played a game and we haven't. So, you know, I think that's your conditioning level. We've been off for a few days and. But that's things we don't have control over right now. We got to do the best we can.
Would you have liked to have seen this move to a neutral site and played it this weekend?
I just don't think that's feasible, or whether I would have liked that or not, because I don't think you could ask all the people that would have to travel on both teams to say, hey, leave your families in the hurricane and let's go play a game in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. I just don't think that's feasible because of all the stuff I've already said.
In terms of the league, like, Doug has to be out 3 games.
Correct.
But in essence now, that means he'll be coming back on a short week. So is that just one of the byproducts?
Rick, I mean, Doug's situation right now, these last 2 days have been crazy. That's been way back in my mind. I mean, you know, we've been just trying to get clarity. What are we doing right now? How are we all making sure our families are safe? And what's the plan moving forward? And there's all kinds of sidebar issues like that. I'm sure there's more than that. I mean, you know, our guys are going to scatter here this afternoon, and who knows when we'll be able to get them all back. I mean, there's just lots of little things that are going to come up, and just like anything else, just like a football game, guess what? We got to adjust and we got to deal with it. That's, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for us. And I've talked to a ton of people today of this. There is a precedence for teams playing 15 or 16 games in a row. And you know what? Most of those teams have done pretty well. And, this isn't going to affect us one bit till we get to week 11. I mean, you know, what if we're 10-0 or 0-10, all right? One of those, we'd be feeling different about ourselves. If we're 10-0, we'd probably want to keep playing. If we're 0-10, I probably won't be standing here. So, I mean, let's just be real about it. We got a hurricane, we're dealing with it, and then we'll move on.
What was your message to your team when you guys had to gather to practice earlier today?
Just that. After we found out what the situation was, just that we thought it was going to go this way, be safe. Make sure your families are safe. Here's the situation. Get some conditioning in, and, you know, we'll see you next week.
What are the positives? Are there any positives in terms of your team?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, your guys that are banged up should be more healthy. I mean, there's all, knock on wood, I mean, always, every day we practice out there, there's a chance someone could get hurt, but we do have 3 or 4 guys that are banged up. TJ Ward's a new player. I mean, positives are what you make of it. I mean, you know, we got longer to get ready for Chicago. I mean, more time to study Chicago tape. We'll get to watch them on film. They won't get to watch us. I mean, we'll figure out some positives. I mean, right now it's just been a hectic morning, and you know, everyone wants to make sure their families are safe.
What are you, speaking of families, if we may ask, what are you and your family going to be doing? Are you going to stay here? Or?
I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here, and my family will be safe.
How are you feeling in terms of nervous or ease?
Well, I mean, I've never been through a hurricane, and, you know, the projections they make. I mean, I'm a little nervous about the hurricane. I've never been through one. So, you know, the football part, I'm not nervous about the football part. I'm nervous about what's going to happen. I mean, all you got to do is turn on TV and look at Houston, and we should be nervous.
Coach, what can you say about practice today as far as the energy? Or did you go a little harder today knowing that the guys had time off?
Well, we just wanted to get our work in. I mean, I think we went normal. We went normal. I think the guys worked pretty hard. I don't think you could blame some guys if their mind wasn't 100% on it, because, you know, you had guys trying to scramble to get travel arrangements made to and from, make sure, again, guys checking on their families. So we just tried to make the best of it.
With guys normally going out of town, if they have homes out of town with 4 days off, do you worry at all about the logistics of them getting back in town?
Yes.
After this, knowing that the storm might be here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we have to be flexible on Tuesday. And, you know, I'm standing here now hoping we're good to go on Tuesday. I mean, I don't know that.
Coach, you mentioned not personally going through a hurricane. What about the fact that it's constantly fluid, changing situation? You ever had that happen to you before?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've had some of those. And, again, I'd rather just be worrying about football and not worry about all the other stuff that I don't have control over anyway. But, I mean, that's just, all right, we're doing it. And our guys have been awesome. And we'll just, you know, we'll hope to get back to work next week.
Dirk, since there's no bye week now, are you looking at maybe adjusting your practice schedule throughout the season to try to maybe, you know, steal an hour or two here a week to save on legs?
Yeah, of course, I'm always doing that. But, again, our bye week was going to be week 11. All right, so when we get to week 11, then that'll be if I didn't save any time up to week 11 before, why would I do it now? I mean, it's not, I'm not going to panic over that, because, again, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know how we're, like last year when we were on a 5-game winning streak, usually late in the year, we start shortening the reps down. I didn't shorten one thing because we were on a 5-game winning streak. I wanted to keep going. I mean, I'm superstitious as hell. So, you know, we'll just see how it goes. I mean, again, I've told you guys this story before. When I came in the league, working for Jack Del Rio, former player, his whole deal was get the players to the game fresh. So we always try to do that. All right, we try to do it in training camp, and we will try to do it in week 11. But I'm going to be worried in week 11 about week 11. Then right now I'm worried about week 2.
Coach, now that Hard Knocks is over. Did you like the way you were portrayed? Do you think fans got a good picture of you?
Now we can really—I can really show you how I am now that Hard Knocks is gone. As I said all along, I like the show Hard Knocks. I wish I wasn't in it, because everybody that's portrayed in Hard Knocks—that's just a sliver of what they really are. Okay, so when someone on the outside says their opinion of anybody because they watched 4 episodes of Hard Knocks, I laugh, because how do they know? Now, do I think some of those people that they portrayed in that show were correctly? Yeah. There's other people I think they portrayed them incorrectly, and I'll keep that opinion to myself on who those are. And you know, however I'm viewed, that's how I'm viewed.
Did you have a favorite moment in the show, now that it's finished?
I probably shouldn't say what it is, but
publicly, what's your favorite one?
Look at Nelson. Let's just say it happened last night.
Dirk, you showed a rich vocabulary.
I'm not proud of that, and that's not how I talk all the time, but that is how I talk sometime, and I apologize to anyone I offended on that.
Anything else?
Okay, have a great break. I'll see you next week.